Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2017, and this is episode 205 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I really do appreciate it. And I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Travel has been crazy, but that's always a good sign. So I appreciate you sticking with me through this. And I think we've got a terrific show for you this week. I've been offline from the standpoint of writing and recording the podcast and things like that for the last few weeks. And it has given me some time to have some really fascinating conversations with clients and friends and, you know, just random people I would meet during travels about the state of digital today and the state of the internet. And it's really caused me to think long and hard about a number of assumptions that I have held for a long time, and that you may have as well. And before I get into those, I want to start off by talking about gravity. Now, I'd really appreciate it if you'd bear with me for a minute or two, because I think you'll like where this is going. One of the things that's really important about gravity is how useful it is in our lives. I mean, it's downright essential. You know, for just one example, if you were to put down an object you own, let's say a book or a glass of water, and walk away and then come back an hour later, odds are that that object won't have floated away, right? It'll be right where you left it. You know, this assumes that you don't leave the object unattended in some really, you know, crime-ridden area, of course. You know, where I grew up, plenty of things walked away, but that really wasn't caused by a lack of gravity, right? You know, so that's incredibly useful. I can put something down, I can go away for a bit, I can come back, and it's going to be right where I left it. At the same time, gravity has some pretty serious downsides. You know, if you're standing on top of a very tall building and decide you want to walk as far as you can in a straight line, well, at a certain point, gravity will stop being your friend, right? That fact that things will stay where you put them has a very real downside. And it begs the question, is gravity a benefit or is it a problem? And I've been thinking about that a lot lately, of how digital is like gravity. You know, just the past few days, we've had representatives from tech giants, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, testify on Capitol Hill, answering questions about the role that these channels, and especially advertising on these channels, played in influencing the 2016 presidential election. Now, I want to be really clear. I'm not going to get into politics. I'm not going to take a position on this publicly. If you want to meet me sometime and have a beer and have a conversation about it, I'd be happy to. You know, but regardless of whether we agree on the political issues, I don't think I'm going to change anyone's mind. And I'm pretty confident that's not why you tune into this show. At the same time, I do want to talk about how these channels were and are used to propagate, you know, messages that may not necessarily be true or may be harmful to people, you know, to use a term, quote unquote, fake news, right? It's undoubtedly true that lots of people use Facebook and Google and Twitter's targeting to promote messages that are misleading or downright false, and designed to divide and inflame various groups across the political and social spectrum. It's undoubtedly true that there are shady marketers who use these same tools and tactics to target customers and get them to buy things that either they don't need or are downright harmful or a flat out fraud. All of that is provably true. And those are the folks who are our, you know, who represent the rooftop scenario with gravity. Right? That's just a fact. At the same time, these tools work when people do these things because anyone can set up a campaign with not a lot of money and reach not only a broad audience, but the right audience easily, inexpensively, effectively. You could do it today. Just pull out a credit card if you're not and give it a test. It's really very simple and really straightforward. And that sure sounds like a good use of gravity. That sure sounds like using it to benefit your brand and your business, to reach the right customers and help them solve their problem. And that's kind of the point. You know, earlier in my career, I thought of the web and the internet generally as kind of a utopian space, this place with unlimited upside. You know, it was all going to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows all day, every day. And I'm going to be honest, for the most part, I still think that, except for the unlimited part. And it's why I've increasingly come around to this view, this metaphor, that the web, the internet, digital generally, are like gravity. They're incredibly useful, incredibly beneficial. But the potential exists for us to fall flat on our faces or, in most extreme scenarios, walk off a cliff. I would say that despite the limitations, though, the good outweighs the bad when it comes to digital and the web. Or at least they do when you know how to make digital work for you, how to make them work for your business without fear of falling. And the first thing you've got to do is acknowledge that fear. You know, it's okay to be a little concerned. If, you know, I do work with companies that have long and trusted brands, long held, you know, they've been in business for a long time and they're very trusted brands amongst their customers. And they want to be careful about not harming that reputation. And I think a little healthy respect for potential dangers is probably a good thing. Now, that doesn't mean sticking your head in the sand. It means understanding that risks exist and taking steps to mitigate those risks. One of my favorite tools we use all the time is a simple risk matrix. I didn't come up with this. The first time I ever saw it, I saw it from an IBM consultant probably 15 or 20 years ago. But it's basically identify the likelihood of some bad issues occurring on one axis and the impacts of those issues to your business on the other. And then you simply rank each issue as high, medium, or low in both likelihood and impact. Then all you need to do, and there's a lot of hand waving there on all you need to do, but is eliminate all the high likelihood, high impact items and mitigate the medium highs and high mediums and so on. Even better, you can use it to prioritize by saying, we're going to ignore the low lows and maybe sometimes the medium likelihood and low impact ones too. Because if either they're not very likely to happen and also don't hurt you much if they do, you can say, you know what, we're going to focus our efforts elsewhere. You know, I've worked with companies that wouldn't let their employees use social at work or post about the company, which hurt their ability to reach their most engaged employees, friends, family, fans, and followers, because they were concerned about what these folks might say or concerned that their productivity would suffer. Which, it's kind of funny, you know, because it ignored that thanks to mobile, thanks to the fact that their employees were carrying the internet in their pocket, these people could simply step away from their cube and talk to anyone they want anytime without consequence. But by identifying the risks and the impacts, We were able to create effective social media policies, as well as procedures for managers to assess who was using social for the company's benefit and who was using it to simply check out on company time. Second, you've also got to understand where your customers are in their journey and make sure you're right there with them. Or maybe if you can, just be a step ahead. We know that customers won't wait around for you any longer. They're often, though not always, a bit more risk tolerant than you are. You need to use digital, use the data that your customers leave for you to pay attention to where they need you to be, to support what they're looking for, and try to help them along the way with content and information and assistance at each step in their journey. You don't have to get too far ahead of where they are, but you ignore their needs at your own risk. Finally, don't be afraid to start small. We talk about test and learn or an agile approach to your sales and marketing efforts for a reason. For one, it allows you to make mistakes while minimizing the risk to your brand and your business. You know, you're going in a very small test that helps you learn in a safe fashion. It helps you contain costs. You know, there's no need to invest tons of money. You can use simple tools for A/B testing across all your channels, whether search or social or email or what have you, and see what works best for your customer. It helps you get to market faster. It allows you to plant 1,000 seeds to see where the flowers grow. And even more importantly, it minimizes risks by improving your abilities to launch things. You know, when I was in school, I think people know this, but I was a music major in college. And what I was always taught was that practice does not make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. You get good at the things you rehearse. You get good at the things you do all the time. If you've ever seen performances by, say, the artists and acrobats of Cirque du Soleil or great musicians or precision aerobatics teams from the military, do you really think when you're watching them perform that that's the first time they've conducted those feats? No, they've drilled and rehearsed countless times until they can do their jobs with their eyes closed. The reason that so many major initiatives fail is because you rarely do them. You haven't rehearsed enough. But when you actually perform in an agile fashion, when you test and learn, you get good at launching. You get good at releasing. You get good at delivering. And that's a huge, huge benefit to your company in the long run. So it's true, digital is like gravity. And it's true that gravity can cause you to fall flat on your face. You know, as the old joke goes, that's not just a good idea, it's the law. But you also have to remember that with the right learning and the right tools, you can limit the risks that gravity poses to your brand and your business. You can mitigate and manage any challenge. You can rehearse until you achieve expertise at meeting your customers' needs without fear of falling flat on your face. In other words, if you learn how gravity works, if you learn how digital works, then ultimately you can help your business fly. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to remind you, of course, that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast, and just look for episode 205. While you're there, you can also click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there, so you can get us delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you'd be willing to provide a rating on iTunes, the Google Play Store, or Stitcher Radio while you're there, I would really appreciate it. You can contact me as well by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the handle @TCPeter, or via email by emailing podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, a great weekend, and I look forward to talking with you back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.